Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good to go, you know, for cautionary reasons. Just general soreness, you know, in my knee, but I'm good.
Yeah, we know it's a team sport, but, you know, two of the biggest names in the league, yourself and Richard Sherman, will be, you know, going against each other at different points. How do you maintain your approach to going against him and the Seahawks?
Yeah, my game doesn't change. It doesn't go up and down, you know, week in and week out, depending on the corner I'm facing. The way I practice, I prepare for the best of the best, you know, and it's going against myself, competing with myself, not depending on which cornerback I'm going against that week.
And when guys do talk, I know you don't even pay attention to it, but how do you keep that up? You know, is that the visor or how do you keep that?
I don't listen to nothing. I don't know if Richard have said something, you know, but I don't know. I don't read newspapers. I don't watch, you know, ESPN to see what's going on or who's talking crap or whatever. You know, I got to, you know, I can only control what I can control, and that's me. My preparation and getting ready for the game and helping my teammates out.
Richard was talking yesterday about getting to know you at the Pro Bowl a few years ago. How has that kind of relationship developed?
Richard's a great guy. We hung out a few times, you know, and just we have respect for each other's game, you know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great battle. You know, he's not going to shy away from competition, neither would I. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great matchup.
What do you respect most about his game?
Just very intelligent guy. You know, he studies a lot of film. Can't give him any indicators, you know, pre-snap. He will take full advantage of that. And he just, his length and ball skills.
What do you expect him to shadow you?
I don't know what he's going to do. You know, I'm not his coach. I don't know what they're going to do over there.
They've been talking about it all week.
I don't know who's been talking about what. You know what I'm saying? I can only... Right. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what he's going to do. I'm ready for whatever. It doesn't matter if he shadows or if he stays to one side.
You faced him in the playoff game, I believe, and stuff like that. Can you take anything from that or no?
No, that's old. This is going to be a great matchup. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, he's not going to shy away from competition. He's a very talented DB. You know, and it's going to be fun.
Coach Kyle said he's not afraid to get beat deep. What is that? I don't know what he meant by that.
That's what I was saying about indicators.
Okay.
You know, pre-snap reads, if you show him one look, he might squat on it, you know, because they have a great pass rush. Uh-huh. He might take chances to squat on it, but he just has that ability to make up too, you know, and that's what I think Kyle was saying for us, him squatting on routes and not, you know, respecting the vertical threat.
How great did you feel out
there
today?
Felt awesome. Felt amazing. I was fresh out there today. You know, the weather was amazing. It wasn't hot at all. Oh, it was lovely.